Good morning. Well, today's special. We have the cantata. Should be very interesting. But first, those boring announcements. Stewardship packets. You should have already received your new 2024 stewardship package. But if you haven't, there's extra ones in the narthex. Children's church, since they'll enjoy the cantata as much as us grown-ups, stick around and remain in worship. There is no nursery today. Centering prayer group will meet on Tuesday at 5:30, same place, same time. Brown Bag Bible Study will meet this Wednesday, the 13th, noon, in the parlor. It's also available by Zoom if you're interested. Call the church office for the link. The monthly fellowship dinner is deferred to this Friday, which is the church Christmas party, which will be at the Corbett's house. Thank you for volunteering. It's at 1605 Little Hollow Road, and it will be at 6 p.m. Everyone's invited to bring Mexican dishes for dinner and a secret Santa gift for a Chinese gift exchange, whatever that is.
It's fun.
But it's fun, as I'm told. Meals on Wheels, that's our annual giving to the community. We will be doing that this Saturday, December 23rd. And it's a massive project. All volunteers are invited. It's quite an event. We serve about 325 sit-ins on Meals on Wheels. So I believe it's 7:30 is the starting time. Those of us that are crazy and do some of the cooking, we start early at like 5:30. So anybody that can assist, there's no list of... Oh, Libby is the contact person on that. It's in the bulletin. And finally, we have a special announcement. Debbie, wherever you're hiding, there you are. And a special recipient.
This is one of our dear SFA students, Annalise Murphy. She's been with us for 3 semesters, and this is her last semester. She moves home in a week, and will do student teaching in the spring in San Antonio. It is the tradition of our church to always give a gift, and under our new pastor, we give a gift that is a Bible that has a version on one side and right next to it the message. So if you don't understand the version on the left, right there on the right, it's called a parallel Bible. I had never heard of it. It's been a good gift. And we want to give this with our thanks and our love to Annalise.
All right, so let's enjoy the cantata. Thank you.
begin with prayer.
Great God, in these times between your birth and your coming, we hear the words of John the Baptist for us today. In baptizing and receiving confessions, John pointed beyond himself to Christ. Help us to embody the good news that John proclaimed in our words and in our work, that our lives might also foretell the coming of peace. Teach us to share good news with those who yearn for transformation and to listen for your gospel when we need a change of heart. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Please stand as you're able for the call to worship and the lighting of the Advent candles.
1 centuries, we have struggled to watch and wait for God's salvation. We have been restless and conflicted, yearning for the Messiah. We have been wandering in vain, searching for God's peace that transcends earthly understanding. Send us a Savior, Lord. Our hearts await the peace that only He can provide. Let us worship God. We light both our first Advent candle, the candle of hope, and our candle for today, the candle of peace. Standing as you're able and turn in the glory to God hymnal to number 93, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates.
Redeemer God.
be seated. The proof of God's amazing love is this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God using first the words printed in the bulletin and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. Prepare the way of the Lord, your prophet says to us. Forgive us when we have failed to prepare your way. Forgive us when we have stood in your way instead. When we let the challenging words of your prophets roll off our lives, rather than let them spark change. When we walk around a neighbor in need, rather than encounter a chance for compassion. Forgive us, O Lord, and grant us assurance that the glory of your coming does not depend upon the righteousness of your followers. Forgive us, O Lord, and free us to try again. Amen. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. And Christ prays for us. So hear the good news and believe that in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are forgiven. We're new creatures able to live together in peace and in love. So now, as grateful, forgiven Christians, let's stand together and sing Glory to God. Receive the peace of God's forgiveness. Let's pass that peace to one another. May the peace of Christ be with you.
Gotta make the rounds here. Got a big game today.
Makers, come to the front, please, music makers. Good morning. Peace. Thank you, and you too. Calling all music makers, come to the front. Music makers. Okay, not yet. Not yet, Olivia. Okay, get your bells. Hey, Sam, come on, get your bells so we can ring. Good morning. These are the Music Makers Children's Choir, ages 3 to 8, and 2 couldn't come. So every Wednesday, I brave myself to teach these delightful children, and they have been such a blessing. And we are going to sing the BIBLE, and then we're going to ring it. And when we ring it, you're welcome to sing it with us.
Let us pray. God of the harvest, you are continually planting the seeds of your love in a world and in our lives. As we bring our gifts to you, may they be seeds of your grace, peace, and hope planted deeply in our community. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Watching and waiting for the coming of Christ,
We pray for the promise of a new creation, saying, "Come quickly, Lord." With expectation, we pray for the church. May we hear the word your messenger speak, so that we can change our hearts and actions and live holy and faithful lives. Come quickly, Lord. With expectation, we pray for our communities. May your steadfast love and truth meet in this place, and righteousness and peace embrace in our streets, so that all in our communities will flourish. Come quickly, Lord. With expectation, we pray for all nations of the world. Speak peace to your people, so that we might become your peace. Don't let us return to foolish ways. Come quickly, Lord. With expectation, we pray for the earth. Do not let the earth be plundered or consumed by violence and greed. Sound the alarm before it is too late. Come quickly, Lord. With expectation, we pray for loved ones. As you know the needs and hopes of each person, bring comfort to all who are mourning or anxious. Let us hear the compassionate words you speak. Come quickly, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray to you, O God, confident that all things work together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." The light of the world will come to earth.
The world needed the light of Christ.
Hope was in short supply.
The prophet Isaiah foretold the coming of the Savior.
Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Come, Emmanuel, from our fears and sins, release us.
Come, Emmanuel, we long for your advent. Come, Emmanuel.
And he came to us.
The Creator became like the created, that we could know him.
angels announce the birth first to shepherds on a lonely Judean hillside.
Fear not, these are tidings of great joy.
He shall be called Wonderful,
Counselor,
the Mighty God,
the Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace.
Worship the newborn King.
Worship the Child of Joy.
Him. Kings bowed to him.
And yet, this King of Kings was born that night in a humble stable.
A simple entrance into the world that changed it forever.
Sing and rejoice, Emmanuel, God is with us.
Celebrate God's gift of love and dance for joy.
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through Christ.
Follow us to Bethlehem. Walk the dusty roads to a manger where no one would expect the light of the world to first reside on earth.
Now come into the stable lit by simple candles and embrace the peace of God.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of light.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
This holy light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you.
A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Father God, your gift of love overwhelms us and fills our hearts with joy. May we respond by never fearing the darkness of this world, but instead by sharing your holy light that will never be quenched. Amen.
Rejoice! The light of the world has come to earth. Hope is sometimes in short supply.
And yet, we rejoice as we share this good news.
Oh, come, all you faithful. We are truly joyful and triumphant.
People, arise. Open your eyes.
Our light has come.
Christ is born today.
Having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit, I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. And help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.